come and have some fun.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
With a new and boppy version of Life is a Highway. So thank you for that. It's a little treat every week. I never hear it until we're here.
Yeah, this one was a little fun because when I was looking it up, I was like, oh, you know what? This is actually almost like a a cappella version of it, almost like...
Yeah, it sounded like it would have been in Pitch Perfect or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw it. The band was actually called Six, and when I was looking it up, it was... they did a whole bunch of different a cappella stuff, and they did this version. I thought, oh, you're going to like this. This
I
is a good
like
little
that.
It's a good little Thanksgiving version of it.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. So how are you today?
I'd say I'm about a C+.
Yeah, okay. Well, you beat me. I'm about a C-. I got to be honest. I just... I got some terrible news at work today, so
I think terrible is dramatic. You still have a job, so
yeah, my team got switched up. I don't like it.
Okay, that's fine, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, that's all right.
Terrible is losing your job.
Well, I didn't lose my job.
That's correct.
I got switched to a new team because I'm a good performer, actually. So
oh no,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Tough to be Terry.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like it.
All right.
I don't like it one bit.
Well, let's talk about the things you do like and the things that you're thankful for.
Oh, look at you and your segue into Thanksgiving.
I know. Well, we decided today that it was most appropriate that we talk about the things that we're thankful for. And we're thankful that we're almost through this cold that we've had. Not quite, though, so you will still hear us coughing probably throughout this episode. It's been a good 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been terrible. I don't know who gave it to me, but... I don't like it one bit.
Hawks on them, whoever they are, right?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's, and I've been down and out, and it's I think I'm getting better some days, and then I'm totally sick the next day, and then I feel great for 3 days, and then it's like 4 steps forward, 2 steps back. Yeah. It's terrible.
I just can't get my energy level up. And I like to be super high energy and run around doing all my Sherry things all the time.
Yeah.
And I just can't keep it up and it's making me sad.
I know Red Bull gives you wings, but I need like 4 Red Bulls to get her going.
I'm currently drinking one. So
I know
there's
you
a good
are.
Red Bull commercial, but I came home feeling very sluggish.
Excuse me.
And so I decided I would grab a Red Bull so I could perk up for the radio show and tell everyone what we're thankful for. I was going to share with you. So as you and most of our listeners know, I'm a member of Downtown Kingston Toastmasters.
I do.
And this morning, I got to do a table topic, and a table topic is actually an impromptu speech about whatever random topic they give you, and you have to speak for 2 minutes. And so I did a table topic this morning about what I love about Thanksgiving. So I thought it would be a great way to start. I won't do the full 2 minutes, obviously, but I will share with you. And then we're going to just go back and forth a little bit about what we love about the holiday, what we're thankful for, play some music that infuses the gratitude tone in it. Most of these songs, I think, say thank you in the title. So that's very fun. And I just thought that I would share. I love Thanksgiving. It's actually my favorite holiday because it is kind of just like Christmas, except for you don't have to buy presents for everyone.
That means I don't get any presents.
Right. Though. But you don't need anything, for one. And buying presents for everyone at this stage is just stressful because we don't have little children in our life where we would be buying them toys and having the big magic of Christmas and Santa and all those good things. So we need to wait to have that phase of our life again. So now it's not quite as magical. And, you know, I buy you a sweater, you buy me a sweater. We give somebody a gift card. They give us a gift card. It's just not that great. So I don't love gift giving anymore. But I do love a good turkey dinner, and we're going to get one of your mom's this weekend, so that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I do love pumpkin pie.
My mom told me to tell you not to bring one. She actually is making a homemade pumpkin pie just for you.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, she told me today.
Excellent, and I hope there'll be ice cream. because I like ice cream on my warm pumpkin pie.
There's always ice cream.
I think fall is the most beautiful season in Canada. So the leaves are in full, not quite full bloom yet, but they're absolutely beautiful. And there's a little bit of crispness in the air. And it's kind of crunchy. You get things like pumpkins and Halloween is coming. And it's just nice family time without all the stress of Christmas presents. So that is why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
And I don't like winter. So that would be why Christmas gets knocked out of the running, because I don't like to be cold and I don't like winter. So this is a better time of year for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite holiday. I got to be honest, St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday, followed by I do love Halloween.
Halloween. I also love Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween is probably my second favorite holiday.
Okay.
And then Thanksgiving's in the top five.
I thought you were going to say Terry's birthday.
Well, Terry's birthday is always, but we're not talking about a me day. I'm talking about everybody day. Okay. So on everybody day, it would be St. Patrick's Day for me. I love that everybody pretends to be Irish for the day. It makes me laugh because Ireland does nothing like what we do here in North America. It's just funny. But then I do love Halloween because I love when all the kids dress up and they come and you shell out candy. Like, that for me is so much fun. You're decorating your houses. And we were driving around. We saw all those houses decorated.
Right. It made me sad that we don't live in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because there's some nice neighborhoods in the West End of Kingston that are really well decorated already.
Yeah.
And there is a giant Jack Skellington, though, on Highway 2 close to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really appreciating him every week or every day when we drive by him.
Yeah. So
it's very fun.
Yeah,
so
I
one
like
day
that.
When there's children in our life again and we live in a neighborhood, we'll probably go back to being hardcore Halloween celebrators. But mm-hmm. it's a bummer in the country.
Yeah.
And when there's not small children.
Absolutely.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do they celebrate Thanksgiving in Ireland?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, at Toastmasters this morning, they were talking about it being primarily a North American tradition. And what I learned actually this morning at Toastmasters was it was just declared a national holiday in Canada in, I'm going to say, the late 50s. So it surprised me that it was not a holiday even 20 years before I was born.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was always a holiday, but it was shared this morning that it was not pronounced an official holiday, I think, until it was like 57 or something like that. I thought it was interesting because there's not many people at Toastmasters that are old enough that they would remember before Thanksgiving was a holiday. They think there's one member who might be that old. And I just thought it was really interesting. For my entire lifetime, it's been a holiday. So I just assumed it was always a holiday.
So just so you know, I did look it up and I thought they did, but they don't. So they do not celebrate it.
Who they?
People from the UK and Ireland.
Okay.
So they don't actually celebrate it. I thought they did.
Did you have Thanksgiving as a child in Ireland?
No, but I didn't think about it. It's a North American holiday. It's for the pilgrims.
So yet again, I was correct.
Well, no, you didn't know. You were asking.
I knew this morning.
Well, I didn't.
I knew this morning it was a North American holiday and that it was declared in the late 50s.
Yeah, I didn't know. So Thanksgiving themed versus
don't separate, read on the air. We'll look that up and maybe we'll go ahead and play a thankful song. So we were talking yesterday about songs that say thank you in them so that we can express gratitude. And there's tons of genres and tons of fun songs that say thank you in them.
However, I wanted to start with this one.
Okay. So
all right.
Let it go.
I just want you to hear this.
They
want to
hear a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways.
For me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey,
at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I thought it was a great way to start off our Thanksgiving was to have Mr. Adam Sandler play that song.
Well, you can always count on Adam Sandler for a giggle. Nothing will ever be better than the Hanukkah song, though.
Yeah, no, I know. But
and then he tried to make these other ones, which in my opinion aren't as good.
No.
But the Hanukkah song will always take it, which is fun. And you know what? Adam Sandler, although I believe his target audience is 12-year-old boys, is always good for a laugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny song. It played, as soon as I typed in Thanksgiving song, it was the number one song that came up.
Okay.
When I was doing some research just on Thanksgiving songs, not thankful songs. Thankful songs, it did not come up at all.
No, I am sure it didn't.
So, I tried to go off the air to do that cough.
To cough.
But it didn't work
didn't
all that well.
I didn't cover you.
No.
Usually when you open a Red Bull in the middle of church, I cover you with a sneeze.
Yeah, you're good for that. It's great.
I am good for that.
Yeah, it's like...
Not that we're necessarily supposed to be drinking Red Bull or Monster Energies in church, but when we need to, I cover you with a sneeze. So I've got you.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good.
You should be thankful for me.
I am very thankful for you. That being said, what are you thankful for?
I said I was going to ask you first.
Oh, well...
I'm thankful when you send me a curveball.
Absolutely.
I will tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for everything, obviously. We have a beautiful family. Everyone is happy and healthy, and we have a beautiful home, mm-hmm. and we have a full refrigerator and a house full of love and laughter. So those are my favorite things in life. Particularly, I am thankful that our daughter's coming home for her birthday.
I am very thankful for that.
Very excited about that. That will be the weekend of November 7th, and we haven't seen her since Labor Day weekend.
And what is so cool about that is she's going to be on my radio show that Friday night.
Wow, it was 14 minutes and 6 seconds in before you mentioned your radio show. I'm really proud of you. That was a whole 14 minutes of restraint today.
I know, it's pretty good, eh?
It is very good, yes. She did say that she would accompany you on your overnight show on, I guess it's November the 6th?
7th.
The 7th?
On her birthday.
On her birthday. So you will get to listen to her and her dad banter between midnight and 2 a.m. And
yeah,
again,
be
I'll
amazing.
Be sleeping and I will listen to them the next day.
Last week,
I will tell you, I was very proud of you, so I am thankful for you. I had to drive to Brockville and back last Saturday. So last Saturday, I listened to all 2 hours of your show. And you did a great job.
Of my nonsense?
Yeah, I was really proud of you. You did a really good job.
Yeah.
I never doubted that you were going to do a really good job, but I enjoyed it a lot.
And my co-host Sam was pretty good.
Sam was pretty good as
well. He was. Yeah, it was his first time being on the air live. And I know his show. I tried to listen to his show just before I got a phone call that kind of threw my whole day out of a loop. But anyway, I tried to start listening to Sam's show from Monday night at 10 o'clock, and I got into the song, and then I had to shut it off. And yeah, it's been a day.
All right. Well, back to the things that I'm grateful for. So I am grateful for the fact that she's coming home for her birthday. And then I am also super grateful that she is coming home for 2 weeks over Christmas to get married.
I am so looking forward to
this. That is the most grateful thing. I am grateful for her lovely fiance. He is wonderful. We could not have ready-made or ordered a better husband for her. So we love that.
Yep.
I am grateful that our son is currently living at home and spending time with us.
Yeah.
And that we're all happy and healthy.
I'm grateful for your mom being there. And my parents being, you know, healthy as they can be. And I'm just grateful for everything right now.
Okay. Well, that was supposed to be the next break in between.
Well, no. I'm going to tell you some more stuff about me being grateful.
Okay. Well, why don't we be grateful for music?
Yeah, let's be grateful.
Because we do love music. So let's play another thankful song.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, you guys have heard us talk about this guy before, Little John Denver. But I'm thankful for this song. It is a lot of fun.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. Sally Gooden all day, if I'm good, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. God, I'm a country boy. Yes!
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
Brothers, the revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
I love listening to all the different promos that we have.
All of them except ours for 30 Years of Nonsense because I don't like it.
Oh, I know you don't like it.
I assume somebody else plays it during the week, but we never play it. First of all, we don't need to promote ourselves. And second of all, I don't love it. We need to re-record it. But what I wanted to say in there is another thing that I'm grateful for is this radio station. And they've allowed us to be on the air for a year now.
Yeah, I can't believe we're on show 65.
Right. And I'm actually really grateful for this because it's really fun. It's something that we share together. We enjoy getting ready for it together. We both look forward to it every week. And we both know we're going to be at the same time and place every Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I was saying to somebody today, I've got to go out of the province for probably about 5 or 6 days on some work. And I was saying, well, I'm going to leave on Saturday. So I'm home by Thursday by 3 o'clock. And they were like, what? And I go, yeah, it doesn't matter. But just so you know, like, so I know that I have commitments Thursday and Friday, and I know I need to be home for those.
Yeah, absolutely. The people, I tell people the only thing that really I have that's not movable in a week is Thursday at 4 o'clock because I'm live on the air and that's not movable. Pretty much anything else in my life can be rescheduled or is movable, but we can't move this show. But I am grateful. So thank you to CFRC for allowing us to have this venue and to share all our nonsense with all the listeners.
Yeah. Even though it's only 4 listeners, but thank you, 4 listeners. I appreciate it.
I think there's more than 4.
I know there is, but that's fine.
And it surprises me sometimes when people come up and say things. I'm like, oh, dang, some people listen.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, eh?
Makes me nervous. I prefer when I just think about the fact that it's just you and I bantering.
Yeah, that's all good.
Which is okay. So what else are you grateful for?
So I am thankful for, and I will say this, I'm thankful, obviously, for you. I'm thankful for our kids. I'm thankful for our families. But most of all, I'm thankful just for getting to do the things that I want to do. And not everybody gets to do that. So I'm very thankful for Canada. I'm thankful for being able to be here. And I know it sounds silly, but yeah, I'm just thankful that I get to be in a really safe environment and my family got to be here and we got to grow up and raise some really cool kids. And yeah, it makes me thankful every day.
Well, it's interesting because what I've thought about is I have to go all the way back and be thankful that your parents made the decision to move to Canada. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would never have met you. So I should thank your parents for that sometime. I would like to thank the pilot that brought your family over here for getting you here safely. I would also like to thank whoever hired us both once upon a time at Prudential where we met.
Yeah, it's so weird how things could have went because I could have been Australia Terry.
Right?
Yeah.
Aussie Terry.
Aussie
would be
Terry.
Very different.
I would be different. No, I don't think I'd be that different. Just
You'd
have
just
a different
be crazy
accent.
Crazy with a different accent.
I would be.
Right? It's interesting because, again, going back to Toastmasters this morning, one of the speeches was Life Begins with Yes. And it was someone doing a really great job pointing out about how just a simple yes can change the trajectory of your life. And literally, me saying yes to you on our first date changed my entire life.
Yeah.
And so life does begin with yes.
I agree. You know, it's funny. And it's like when we say when we go outside of a hotel and we turn left.
Yeah.
That's our adventure. This everything's an adventure. So
well, life is a series of left turns.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm thankful for all of our listeners on the show. But I'm also thankful for the people that come to our trivia show on Friday nights. And it's funny. They feel like family to me.
Well, it's been a long time. You've had some people who've been coming to your trivia show for... Yeah, what's that, 6 years now?
6 years, since May 2019.
Right.
I can remember the originals, the OGs.
I remember them as well. And we did do a big appreciation party for them recently when we moved venues.
And I loved that everybody, for the most part, that came out. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm thankful for all of the teams that come out week after week and support us and, you know, call into the show and play every week and send me messages. I appreciate everybody. If I don't tell you enough, I'm sorry, but I do appreciate you all.
It's interesting because I think you'll remember when I left my corporate career, we originally moved to Kingston for my corporate career.
Yeah.
And so when I left my corporate career, people said to us, oh, are you leaving Kingston? And I remember both of us saying, no, are you kidding? We love it here. Uh-huh. We've now been here for 15 years.
I know, it's crazy.
We've worked really, really hard to establish ourselves as credible business and people and humans in this community.
Yeah.
And we've built great friend groups and great networks. And honestly, I don't ever want to do it again.
No.
So I guess you can never say never because we don't know what left turn life is going to give us.
Yeah.
However, I have no physical intentions or thoughts that I would ever leave here. We will most likely retire here and stay here forever. This will be our base. We might downsize. We might travel a lot. But I think Kingston's going to be home. I am so grateful for Kingston. I am so grateful for this community and all the people that have become parts of our lives here. I can't even imagine moving to a new community and starting again. Where would you find a Colin?
I don't know.
Because it's funny, you had your friend group in Barry.
I did.
Like
really,
the Barry guys.
A really good type.
And you're like,
group.
You know, I got to find a new Mike and Chris in Kingston. And
I
now
found them.
You have to find like a new Colin and Jeff and Thomas. Like that would be crazy. So we're not going to leave because you don't want to do that all
or
over
Devin.
Again.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got my guys.
I know. So you don't want
no,
more
I'm not
guys.
Doing that again. No.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's play some more music.
Let's get Dido.
What do you
and
have
let's,
next?
I got Dido and she's going to say thank you.
All right.
Is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Okay, that's funny.
That is funny, actually. It was also loud.
It was really loud.
I don't know why that came on so loud. Yeah. Right in my left ear.
So it was like someone was screaming through my colon.
Well, they started colon cancer really loud in my left ear. Got my attention.
It sure did.
Something else that I'm grateful for I wanted to share is my colleague and business partner, Rob.
Okay.
I am very grateful for Rob because he is fantastic. We just partnered up this year, newly, and it is really nice to have someone you can count on to back you up so that I know when I need some time off that I have someone in my corner who's going to cover me. And when he's having time off, I'm doing that for him actually this weekend because he's gone to New Brunswick. So I'm covering his work for him this weekend, which is fantastic. But he's also like completely chill, really reliable. He was in the military for 27 years, so he's all business.
He's all business and no drama,
which is lovely. I really appreciate it. And he's very resourceful. I literally asked him yesterday to take over a project for us, and today that new house is up on the market.
That's awesome.
He's awesome. Got it done. No muss, no fuss. And the owners are very happy that it was up within 24 hours. So I'm very grateful for our new partnership, and I hope we have a very long-lasting business relationship.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm grateful, and I want to say this. I'm super grateful for both of our children. Specifically just outside of being our kids. I'm grateful, like I needed Kieran to do something for me today and I brought it downstairs and within 15 minutes the project was done and brought upstairs. Super happy. Speaking to Smat, I needed her to do something for me. It's done. She actually followed up and was like, hey, you need it in this size or that size. I'm just super grateful that our kids are responsible, you know, great kids.
Oh, we made great humans.
Yeah.
We literally made great humans. Very talented as well. So we're very spoiled because actually our son has a film degree. And so we're very spoiled by the fact that when we need business content or promotional videos, we have access to one of the most talented directors and creators that I've ever met or known. And you will know his name.
100%.
Probably in the next 6 months to a year, you will know his name for lots of great reasons that we'll save up to him. But we have direct access to all that talent right now. And same with our daughter, even though she moves to Moose Jaw, she literally is just a text message away. And today I said, I need a social media post announcing a new listing. And I had it in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. And last night I got to go and pick up her wedding bouquet.
Ah, yes.
And it was kind of cool. So I went and I met with her florist. And what's really neat about this is we took Sherry's bouquet from her wedding and the lady removed parts of it to make it something old and something new, something borrowed and something blue. So that literally was everything because you have blue in your bouquet, you had white in your bouquet, you had all these beautiful colors and she stole that and added it and made it and changed it and gave Sir Marie this beautiful bouquet that I got the pleasure of picking up last night. I was really, really excited. And it was pretty neat to go and meet Alexis, and her name's Alexis Rose and she's in Trenton. And if anybody ever needs any floral bouquets for anything.
Were, just to clarify, they're silk flowers that were refurbished. They weren't flowers from 31 years ago.
No.
They were silk flowers.
But she re-dyed them and created.
Yeah,
they're beautiful. She did such a great job. And so I'm thankful for Alexis as well because she did this wonderful thing that your bouquet is going to live on.
Okay. I'm going to cry all day on the wedding day, but I'm also going to cry given that my flowers are taking a second trip down the aisle.
They are.
31 years later.
To the day. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm really excited. So I'm thankful for a lot of things. I don't know where to even begin. So
but I'm going to play some more songs.
I'm going to play a little Led Zeppelin here, a little thank you from them. Love this song.
Yeah. refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me, I'm the only one. I might say happiness no more be sad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
Happened there. We were meant to be playing our new intro to
the weekend report.
The weekend report, but it didn't come out.
We're trying to be fancy and use sound effects, but apparently we failed.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
We'll fix it. We'll figure it out in weeks to come. We will figure it out. So let's just move right along to what's happening this weekend. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's crazy. So we've got our regular trivia tomorrow night. We've got Thanksgiving trivia. However, we're not doing Thanksgiving songs this year, so we've switched it up. In no particular order, we're going to do 90s movie soundtracks. We're going to do hip-hop of all eras, because we keep getting asked for that.
Okay.
Rock of all eras. And then we're going to do a surprise round.
That scares me.
Well, it's okay. And then our mid round, so this new 2.5 round. I'm not sure you like it.
Please stop touching my sore shoulder.
Okay, sorry.
Just for the record, for people, I have a bad shoulder, and it's the side that Terry's sitting on, and he keeps touching my shoulder.
I'm so sorry.
Please stop touching my shoulder.
And then we're going to do our 2.5, which is our 10-second songs.
Yeah.
They're going to be classic guitar riffs.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do that this time. So
when's Mark doing his guitar round?
I don't know.
Okay. We have a friend who plays the guitar, and he wants to actually play a round, but he doesn't want to do it live, so he says he's recording them all, and then we will get the versions of the songs according to Mark Riley.
Well, maybe that's the guitar riff.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
Mark would know if he was ready, and I haven't heard him say he's ready.
All right. Well, yeah.
Okay, so that's Friday.
That's Friday.
One thing I wanted to add to my list of things I'm grateful for is you, because we have a crazy, ridiculous life and you are always up for an adventure. And I also just sent you a curveball on the way here, but we yet again have to take a 45-minute drive after this show up to a lakefront property that needs some attention. And you never say no.
Well, like, what do you want me to say?
Well, some people would say no to their crazy spouse, but you're fantastic. You're always up for a silly adventure, and we got to do what we got to do.
Yep.
But I appreciate the fact that you are always up for whatever I need to do, and I know that there are people who don't have such a fantastic partner in life, and I'm very grateful for you.
Well, what I will say then is, Barb and Kieran, you're on your own for dinner.
Ah, okay. Well, that's not unusual on a Thursday.
No, it's not.
Sure,
but just
okay.
So you know, we will not be home for dinner.
Okay, so what are we doing on Saturday? It's very exciting.
Well, I know I haven't finished what I'm doing Friday night.
I'm coming here. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to promote your show again.
Yeah, we're coming here and going into the darkness from 12 midnight till 2 a.m.
Not we. I'm not.
Well, I am.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we are doing the final wedding of the year.
Okay. Well, no, because the final wedding of the year will be Spence.
Well, no, that's into the new year.
No, that's December 31st, so that is
and
the
January
end of this
1st.
Year.
I combine those two. Okay, right. That's fair. You are right. So I'm doing the second last wedding of the final year.
Okay.
And then, yes, you're right. So New Year's Eve is the last official wedding. I guess you're right.
But this one is special to us.
Is.
On Saturday.
It is Thomas and Megan's wedding.
Yay, our friends. Yeah. We've been friends with these people for, I don't know, 10 years.
When did I meet Thomas?
They never knew me in my corporate life. So we met them in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. They never knew Assurant Sherry.
Yeah. No, they did not.
They didn't. They only knew Realtor Sherry. So we've done this since 2018, which is fantastic. So we're very excited. They're getting married this weekend.
They are. We're going to, do you remember where we're going?
Happy Life Farms.
We are going to Happy Life Farms. It's such a cool venue. It's like a big refurbished barn just north of, I guess it's
like
Gann.
Mallorytown.
Yeah, up that way. It's really cool. Anyway, I love playing this venue, and I love playing this venue in the fall. So
I've
played there
a ton
of times. And I have
realized that I guess I have to stay till the end, seeing that you're DJing it.
Oh, yeah. So you're here right till 2 a.m.
And bringing a change of clothes so I can go home in something cozy that is not my fancy tight dress that I'm wearing to the wedding.
Yeah, no.
I basically bring pajamas to drive home in.
So it's literally going till 2 a.m. and then we tear it down?
I don't know if I'm going till 2 a.m.
You're going till 2 a.m.
I guess
you'll be
fine. There'll be a lot of Red Bull that night, but that's okay. Because then the next day we have to get some sleep in and then we're driving to Barrie.
Yep, up and out by 8.
What?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Why are we going for 8? No, we are going to see your family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we've got 9 o'clock to church here. And then after church?
I don't know about that. Depends how I would like to do that. That's all good in theory, but we'll see what time we get home on Saturday night.
Yep. And then I'm going to play hurling. And
I'm just making stuff up.
You're
not doing all that stuff.
I'm waking up by 11 and
trying to get in the car to go to your parents by noon, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go have Thanksgiving and then come right back home.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to do nothing on Monday. I know you've already got some things planned for yourself on Monday, but I'm actually hoping to do nothing.
Yeah, I'm going up to the trailer and wrapping it up and putting the covers on everything and getting it away for the winter.
Yeah, but that's not a me chore.
No, I know.
A me chore is to watch a movie by the fireplace, cuddle with the dog, read a book, and stay in the warm house.
So we've also got to throw in there that it's Sunday night is the Blue Jays American League championship. They made it throughout of the division.
You'll be listening to that in the car ride home.
I will.
There's
absolutely
no way we're going to be sitting somewhere still long enough.
Oh, no.
You'll be listening to that in the car ride
dinner
home.
Will be done. You'll be finishing your last bite of dessert, and I'll be pulling you out the door to get going.
So that we can listen to the game in the car.
In the car so I can get home. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Okay. Well, that's what we're doing for the weekend, and we mm-hmm. are grateful for all of that, of course.
Yeah, of course we are.
All right, let's play some more music.
Yeah, it's a little bit of ABBA.
All right.
I know you love ABBA.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So
we're
Do you know what I miss?
What do you miss?
I miss going to the States and their Thanksgiving, because then I got a second turkey dinner.
I miss going to the States in general.
Yeah, I do too, actually. We haven't been there in a little bit.
No, so. We used to have the best memories when we lived in Barrie. We would go to Buffalo for these massive shopping adventures back when the dollar wasn't what it is today and the world wasn't what it is today. But remember, it was always like, oh my God, everything was so inexpensive and they had such different variety and different choices.
And Honey's chicken wings.
And chicken wings and Ted's hot dogs and all sorts of crazy things. And then when we moved out this way, we started going to Destiny USA, which I think used to be called the Carousel Center.
Yeah, the Carousel Mall. Yeah, and that was great with the big carousel in it.
Well, it's still there, the carousel, but I think it's called Destiny USA now.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore.
No.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We can move on from that. I'm grateful that we are Canadian. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, what I was just getting at was I just used to love, it really kicked off the motocross season for us was going to Minio's, which fell on the U.S. Thanksgiving week. And that was kind of the kickoff for Kieran and I's racing that would take us all the way through the winter through May. So, I mean, Thanksgiving to me means race fuel and getting dirty and hanging out in Florida, honestly.
Well, you know what I'm thankful for? That Kieran retired safely and healthy from motocross and that we don't have to fight about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that too.
I'm very thankful for that. I'm just in general thankful for everybody's health and happiness.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty dangerous sport that we had our kid in. Funny though, because we used to have these great debates about what was more dangerous, whether it was motocross or cheerleading. Because I think if you looked up the stats, there were equal amounts of serious injuries in cheerleading. And the argument was always that he had thousands upon thousands of dollars of safety equipment on him.
And Sarah Marie had on $200 running shoes.
Maybe. And like
and that was it.
A pair of shorts, and a t-shirt.
And they had some running shoes.
Threw her in the air and hoped that some other dumb teenagers caught her. And they didn't always.
No, I was going to say, they didn't always catch her. Kieran usually landed. Properly?
Well, not always.
Not always.
But at the end of the day, I am grateful that both of our children walked away from their dangerous sports.
Pretty unscathed.
The other thing that reminded me of was when you were playing Simple Plan. We saw Simple Plan earlier this year.
No.
No?
Nope. We saw some 41.
Oh, man. I thought I had a segue.
Doing this. No, you don't.
No, I didn't.
What did you think your segue was?
Well, what I was going to say is that I was grateful for new friends.
Yes, well, new friends. We talked about Simple Plan. No, we did not see them. We saw some 41. We saw Gob, and I forget what the other band's name was. It's irrelevant. But yes, new friends are good because we did really make some great friends.
We have made some really great new friends this year, and I'm very, very grateful for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like they are going to be friends for a very long time. We have lots of fun adventures planned.
Yeah, well, we've done so much. We haven't even talked about Seven Drunken Nights.
Oh, yeah, we did go see that recently at the Grand Theater. Yes,
it was fantastic. It was really good.
I mean, call it fantastic.
Okay, so for you, maybe not, but for me, it was really nice to see some really good traditional music and to see how the band developed and changed and became, you know, like they played some songs and then they went, and we played these with the Pogues and we're like, we just saw the Pogues.
So I would say, from a non-Irish person's perspective, I enjoyed it and I appreciated it. It was more melancholy than I expected. I expected it to be much more upbeat, and then I forgot about the troubles.
Yeah.
I forgot about all the plight that the Irish went through, and there were a lot of sad songs.
There is a lot of sad songs.
And I was really looking more for a diddly-dee, upbeat, fun, kind of maybe Irish Rovers type night.
Yeah, no.
And it was much more melancholy than that.
It was.
Although I enjoyed it.
But you got to remember, this is a band that literally sang about the troubles in both the north and the south of Ireland.
Yeah, but it was good. And also, back to the original point, we went with some new friends and some old friends, but we had a great night with some friends and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
We had a lovely evening. And I am very appreciative, actually, of all the amazing local theater around here. And I'm going to give it a shout out, actually.
Because you were just at a show as well.
I was just going to say that
Joanne.
My friend Joanne Smith was in a play at the Selby Theater, and I saw their closing play on Saturday afternoon with another friend of mine, and it was really good. It's a really cute little theater just north of Napanee. It's kind of in like a church, it looks like, and couldn't have sat more than 100 people. I can't even imagine if it was 100, maybe a little bit more. But it was really good quality play, and I really appreciated and enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed supporting my friend who was in it.
Yeah.
But then when you think about, we have the Thousand Islands Playhouse, we have the Domino Theater, we have the Grand Theater, we have the Selby Play, we have everything that's in Picton.
There's the one in Sterling.
There's so many great theaters around here, and I do think in the future, when I don't work as much as I currently do, I'm going to get involved.
And Base 31.
We haven't been there yet.
I know.
It's a music venue.
It is a music venue. Somebody sent me a note saying, hey, did you know Men Without Hats and their name escapes me.
Not Devo.
The Romantics. No, right. Devo I saw the week before. The Romantics were playing on Saturday night. And I was like, yeah, I'm at a wedding again.
Right.
Every time I want to go see a great venue or a great band, I'm at a wedding. However, I must tell you, I went to the Doghouse in Napanee.
Mm-hmm. Doghouse Studios.
Doghouse Studios. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you hadn't had a chance to go there, I keep telling people what a great venue. It is really cool. It reminds me of a venue I used to play in Toronto, an after hours club in Toronto. It has that same really cool vibe. And it's the people that run it are fantastic. Their names escape me, so I won't even try and remember. I'll be sitting here forever. But reach out to Doghouse Studios if you're looking for like a really cool venue to hang out and do something. And if you're looking for a DJ, call me and I'll go and play there for you.
Excellent. Why don't we play one more song?
We're
gonna
have to
play it out.
We are. We're going to play this one out. And thanks very much, guys. And we'll see you hopefully around town. I'll see you tomorrow night, and hopefully you can listen to me tomorrow night after midnight as well.
And all everyone right? Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, guys.
I was sure I wouldn't see the morning sun, and there were days it seemed so dark I couldn't wait for night to come. I couldn't stand to think about how my life used to be, and how without a single warning it all slipped away from me. That I could fight the shadows on my own. To the dark, I was no stranger. This was stronger than I'd known. And by the time I knew that I was in too deep, I'd gone too far. And the light that used to guide me had faded from my heart. And I found myself in places I thought I'd never go. Surrounded by strangers, I was so far from home. And I don't know how you found me. All I know is I owe everything to you. Yes, I do. And I thank you for my heart. I thank you for my